Well, it's 2022, and with a new year comes New Year's resolutions for many people. And if one of your New Year's resolutions is to travel more, maybe go to Disney, go to Universal, go really anywhere that's kind of warm, then maybe you should contact Zippity Doodah Travel. So we use Zippity Doodah Travel for all of our traveling. You know, Jamie and I contact the agents. They help us immensely. They have saved us a lot of money, a lot of time. Been able to get us reservations like Oga's when we couldn't get them ourselves. Better to get those. Better to get Topolino's Terrace, California Grill. Hard to get dining reservations, all that stuff. So they're a huge asset, and we wouldn't really be able to do what we do currently without using them. With our busy lives, they make our lives so much easier. And the best part is, it doesn't cost you anything to use them. It's basically like a free travel assistant. They get paid on commissions through Disney or Universal or whoever they're booking through. So if you would like some help with your trip from a fantastic travel agency who's going to save you money, time, and all that stuff like that, then you should contact Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a quick form there you can fill out. You get whatever you know about your trip, whatever potential dates, whatever, put it on there, and they will get you hooked up with an agent, and they will basically help you plan a great trip. And they will, again, it doesn't cost you anything, and they'll work with you. You know, if you've got questions, they'll answer them. You know, we hear nothing but great things from us personally and from, you know, people that have told us, you know, they use them and they love them. So again, save yourself money, save yourself time, save yourself a headache. Go to travelwithzip.com, fill out that form, and let them help you plan a great trip and kick off 2022 with a great vacation. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good as well.
I love to hear that.
As well. So we just got back from, we had a busy weekend.
We did.
We were at Disney and we stayed a little longer than usual.
Usually we do like two nights and this one was a three-nighter.
Yeah. But it was good. So We're not going to talk about this in today's episode, but we stayed in a new place. It was like a pre-stay, I guess you could say.
Okay.
We stayed there to check it. It'll be available to rent at a later date. So when that's available, we will do a review of it.
Yes.
So today we won't review the place we stayed at. But
just know that it is coming for a future episode.
Yes.
And we are excited to
talk
about it.
It's a long tease.
Yes. People love those, right?
It's a building. Right. And we slept in it.
We did
that's
sleep in the building.
That's all I'm going to say. May or may not have had beds.
you're crazy.
Sorry. but no, we had a good weekend. We're recovering. We're doing good. Mm-hmm. We kind of took, it was a little bit like, we did a lot of stuff, but it wasn't, I don't feel like we went at like an insane pace though. It was kind of nice.
Right. We did like half days for two of the days, basically.
Yeah.
And then we did a long day on Friday because, you know, the festival and stuff. But it was more of a, got to do the stuff at the festival, going to stay at the new place, and then had some dining. And then everything else was just kind of like, okay, we can kind of take our time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice with a five-year-old and a two-year-old.
Yeah. So we're not about to talk about it today, but you and our daughter did storybook dining.
We did storybook dining, yeah. Which did.
I had some of the leftovers of that.
You did? Yes.
So yeah. I can give a leftovers review at
awesome.
A later date.
Awesome.
Is that a thing? I think that it should be a thing with reviews.
A leftovers
like,
review?
Here's the food when we had it. And then Jared has the leftover reviews next day. And I'll be like, well, you know, the meat held up, but the potatoes didn't so well, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that could be an idea.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I just said it's an idea. But
yeah, we did eat there. And so we'll talk about that next week as well as Raglan Road. We'll talk about that too.
We did eat there. Mm-hmm. I felt my heritage. I felt it inside of me.
Your Scottish heritage.
It was happy there.
Yeah.
I will say about that place, way bigger inside than what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. It was almost like you were seeing those.
Because this is our first time eating there.
Yeah. Like from the outside, I mean, not that it looked like a small building, but I was shocked at how like big it was.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I was aghast.
Aghast.
I don't use that very often.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, so but no, it was a good weekend, and today we're going to talk about Festival of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be, and we got some news as well. But
we do have some news.
Yeah.
We do.
So, and then, like I said, future reviews of things coming up you can look forward to.
Absolutely. So,
but before we get to the news, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture Magic Universal Show, where we talk about Universal Studios, and that's once a month on this feed and its own feed as well. We also have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show, and that is now twice a month. And you can check that out on this feed as well.
I have chosen everybody for January, February, and I'm still looking for part of March and beyond.
Okay.
So if you're looking, you know, ctmtriptales.com.
Yes. There's a button up there that says be on Trip Tales, and you can fill out a form, and Jamie may or may not give you a rose. That's how you choose, right?
You said that before. I don't.
We should turn it into a reality show.
It's not The Bachelor.
It should be. That's how you choose. Mm. I'm saying it's a missed opportunity.
All right.
Anyways, if you would also like more content and even early access to shows like Trip Tales, you get a week early if you're in Club 32, which our paid private group, where it help we, you know, you get additional content, extra shows like early access to Trip Tales. You get Distory, which we do once a month as our History of Disney show. We have Cool Kids Kitchen, where we live stream and we cook and make a Disney dish, which is always a lot of fun. And then we have Club 32 Speakeasy, where I just go live usually on the back porch and just hang out. And
you should be doing another one this weekend.
Yes, another one this weekend. And then there's on its own private podcast feed as well. So there's some music loops on there. We put all the audio stuff on there. We got some new content coming as well into mm-hmm. Club 32. Not ready to announce it yet, but it will be coming very soon. So,
yes,
and you also get 1901 Candle Company discount. You get 20% off those. You get 20% off of C-Team apparel, plus an awesome Facebook group. We do meetups all the time, all kinds of cool stuff. So if you want to join that and help us to, you know, contribute to the network and help us to continue to grow, just go to ctmvip.com and you can do yearly or monthly option there. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we please ask you to do so. So that's all I've got on housekeeping. So let's get to the news. And this one was the most insane part. I was going to mention in the pre-show, as I knew we were going to talk about in the news here, which
yes.
We saw this line form first thing in the morning when we got there for Festival of the Arts. And that is the Figment popcorn bucket. That was sold at Festival of the Arts, saw some pretty insane lines.
Yes, it did. So Disney Parks TikTok, they promoted this popcorn bucket like a day or two before they formally announced it. And people went insane because they were like, oh my gosh, a Figment popcorn bucket? Gotta have one, right? So we knew that the line to get this would be long.
I mean, I was thinking an hour, 2 hours.
No. So $25 per bucket. You are capped at two per person. And the bucket was located at Pop Eats Food Studio at World Showcase. And that is like at the kind of the front of World Showcase, like mm-hmm. near the World Showplace area. And let me tell you, so when we got there around 10 o'clock. So the park had like just formally opened. The line was already creeping up to like 6+ hours.
Well, I remember we were over there because we went to the play area with the kids.
Yeah.
And then you tried to ride Test Track.
Tried.
And you have the worst luck in the world with Test Track.
The worst.
I think twice now in a row it's yes. delayed and you have to get out of line. So
yes. mm-hmm.
I'll try it next time. See if that works.
Okay, great.
And I saw this huge line. And at first I thought it was for the donut box. And I was like, well, it's going the wrong way. I was like, what is it? And then you came out and you're like, oh, that's for the Figment popcorn bucket. And then when you walk the line and you see the line, I don't understand it. There were people with children in that line with strollers. Our kids would have revolted. I don't know. Anyways.
So to give you an idea of how the line went, just real quick, the food studio is right across from Starbucks. If you know where Starbucks is, in World Showcase.
I'm aware.
Right? Okay. So it went from there down the pathway that goes by Imagination. Kind of wound around and back down the center walkway back toward World Showcase and then wound back up that same walkway going north and then diverged to the east by Creation Shop and Test Track and Donut Box, went down by Donut Box, went around toward the Odyssey walkway, and then back down there.
I heard
it was just insane.
I heard it was out of the park at one point.
Was it out of the park?
That's why. Wow. So we had, I forgot to mention the pre-show, we had a little mini Club 32 meetup, mm-hmm. and met Mark and his wife, Amanda. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that the line went out the park. Now, I didn't see that.
Wow.
I wouldn't That's be shocked. Crazy. Like, it was, that line was, I've never seen anything like that. That was.
No, that was insane.
Pretty intense.
And we knew a couple of people that did get buckets. One waited in line for like 4 hours. Another person waited in line for like 2.5. They got there a lot earlier. And then somebody else went the next day and she only waited an hour.
Yeah.
So she was smart.
It was definitely the thing. If you just waited a day or so, you would be able to do it probably, but.
Here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. They didn't have a separate line for people that just wanted the bucket and the people that wanted the food.
You better really want that. You better really want that food.
I know, right? Like, I would not wait for.
I'm surprised people didn't try and like butt and say they just wanted tomato soup and then they got a popcorn bucket. Like, I'm actually surprised, to be honest, that there weren't fights in the line, something that long.
I think there were. I think there were. Yeah, I think there were. Yeah, I just don't remember.
Okay, then that, I'm actually
not surprised.
That's the backs of what I expected.
But yeah, so the fact that there weren't two different lines for the food and ones that just wanted the bucket was kind of insane to me. So, like, we didn't even try to get food over there. There was not, that was not happening. I was not going to wait hours and hours for just that, you know? But they did finally sell out on the evening of the 17th. So they lasted 3.5 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's about what cast members were approximating. They're like, these are only going to last for like a couple days and they're going to be gone.
Are they doing more? That's it.
They don't know. They don't know if they're getting more. They never know.
Yeah.
So, well, you know,
I remember there were some of them early on that like were reselling for like $1,000 and something like that. That's the thing about those. And I remember at the time I was like, if you're one of the first ones to get it and get it posted, yeah, you could probably name your price. But the more and more that come out, like, you're just going to flood the market with them. Mm-hmm. So if you were in line for 8 hours thinking you were going to make like, you know, a bunch of money, depending on where you're at, you probably were not. Like,
but here's what makes me feel good. There were multiple people that were, you know, saying that they were gifted a popcorn bucket when they were in line from people that had already bought like one, but they got two.
That's cool.
And just went in the line and just randomly gave a popcorn bucket to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that multiple times. I was like, that is nice.
And that is nice, yeah.
And I feel like even though the line was long and you know there are resellers in there, obviously, I feel like there are way more people that just wanted the buckets for themselves. They just were buying either for themselves or like a family member.
Yeah.
Than were reselling. So.
Well, the reseller thing, like, I get, so I feed from two angles. I understand why people get upset about it. But then I also get too, it's like, well, you can't, like, what, you know, people say, what did Disney do about it? Well, they're already limiting it to two.
Right.
You can't stop an aftermarket. Like, you can't really do anything about it. Like, you can de-incentivize it, which they, you know, limited to two and things like that. So
you have no discounts either on this. Right. So you're buying it at full price.
Yeah.
So
if people want to pay $1,000 for a bucket, I mean, I guess that's what the market dictates if you want to. But
I know.
Yeah. It's.
It was a crazy ordeal that just died down after the first day real fast.
It was almost like mania. It was almost like Black Friday feeling, which was weird because what was interesting was most of the day in the park, the lines weren't that bad for rides and for the food booths, but all of a sudden midday and you're everybody got out of line because everything got packed about 2 or 3 o'clock. And you're like,
people had gotten their buckets. Now they were ready to eat park hoppers coming in and then
the locals.
Yeah. So you had like a lot of these people, but anyway, so I just wanted to talk about that real quick.
I knew people had questions. That was what we experienced. We didn't wait for one. We witnessed it. The line was, I've never seen anything like that. So
yeah. It was crazy.
It was interesting to see, I will say.
Yes. But anyway, let's move on to the next one, please.
All right. The next one we have is restaurants have some reopening dates soon.
Yeah, so this was actually announced why I think on that Friday that we were at, or Saturday we were at Disney, and we got a couple of announcements of some restaurants that are reopening that have been closed for a while. So we've got Flying Fish, the Turf Club, Bar and Grill, and Jiko, the cooking place. So first up is Flying Fish. Now, Flying Fish is located on the boardwalk, and if you remember correctly, a couple weeks back, we actually had a rumor
that
said this cast member was saying that they are being trained to go back to Flying Fish when it opens. He said January 29th. Disney saying January 27th, so he was close.
So he's a liar.
He was 2 days off. But anyway, January 27th is when it's reopening. It says when it comes to entrees, this restaurant does not disappoint. They have the seafood pearl pasta. They've got the plancha seared. Seared scallops. They've got if you like chocolate, they have cocoa beach accompanied with delicious vanilla custard. Lots of stuff. And it's all seafood. And my mom, she had the best salmon she's ever had there. So
she's never talked about it.
She's talked about it a ton.
Oh.
The best salmon.
That was sarcasm when I said she's never talked
about it. I know. And then February 3rd, the Turf Club Bar and Grill opens at Saratoga Springs. And it says, begin your evening on a high note right out of the gate with New York cider braised mussels appetizer. Ooh. You got the grilled pork chop, braised lamb, tagliatelle, and New York cheesecake. Yum, yum, yum. And then beginning February 17th, go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and try out Jiko, the cooking place. And it says, as the sweet spot welcomes you again, try the seafood tangine. Prawns, scallop, squid, little neck clams. Very good. So lots of yummy stuff. And then along with the reopenings, you got Cape May Cafe and Ale and Compass. They are having some return of some of their offerings. So at Cape May on February 15th, you can embrace the New England vibes as you once again feast upon all you care to enjoy buffet breakfast with tasty items like pull apart bread with vanilla sauce, beef hash, and omelet station. And then Mickey and Minnie waffles, buffets keep coming. So basically it was family style and now they're going back to buffets, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about characters, so I'm guessing they're not coming back.
Probably not.
Yes. And then at Yacht Club at Ale and Compass starting January 31st, got some returning breakfast option as well and some new lunch offerings like blueberry bacon pancakes. Blueberry bacon pancakes. Oh,
I could do without. I could do without the blueberry.
With it. I'll take it all. Give me your blueberries and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, all of these can be booked starting January 20th.
Well, okay.
So,
sounds good.
I don't know. I really want to have Flying Fish again. It's been decades now. I think it's probably been like 15 years.
The thing is, I feel like Flying Fish would be waste on me because I'm just not big on seafood. So I feel like, like for me, for instance, like if, well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say Long John Silver's, but I'm sure it's better than Long John Silver's, but I'm just saying, like, that's the type of seafood I can deal with. I don't really like a lot of different types of seafood, so it'd be kind of wasted on me, maybe.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
I want to go to Flying Fish and be like, can you get this battered? Much like Long John Silver's.
So. You're comparing Flying Fish.
No. I'm
to
not
Long John.
No, Silver. I'm saying that's like what I think of when I think of seafood. Like, I don't like most seafood, but I liked Long John Silver's as a kid.
I don't think it's the fish that you liked. I think it was the batter.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I gotcha.
I was saying I liked the battered, and I was both saying I grew up with a really classy part of town.
Okay.
See, you grew up in a different part of town.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about this all the time. We lived in the same city, man.
Right. But the Northsiders, we had to go to, we wanted, our idea of seafood was Long John Silver's.
Okay.
And we were like, this is the height of luxury.
We went to Hemingway's or Red Lobster.
It's true. True story. I didn't go to Red Lobster until I was in my 20s.
Oh, my goodness. You did live on the north side.
Red Lobster was high class. What are you talking about?
All right. Moving on.
A myth back when we were young. All right. Next story we have is another restaurant is coming and over to Toy Story Land.
And a new playset fun, and this is kind of confusing the way they worded this. So, okay, I'm just going to read this verbatim, like word for word, because I was confused by the wording. It says, "Yeehaw, attention all honorary toys. After enjoying a rollicking ride through Toy Story Mania, you will soon be treated to a new experience that is filled to the brim with fun. Andy discovered Jesse's Trading Post playset tucked away in the attic and is bringing it down to set up shop. Full of the coolest toys and finest souvenirs handpicked by the rootinest, tootinest cowgirl." I couldn't say that. Okay, so I thought at first this was a play area, but then I realized ride through Toy Story Mania. This is an actual formal gift shop.
Oh, makes sense. Because they kind of just have like a pop-up one in there.
Right. It's the same one they've had for years. Like, it's just nothing.
They're like, would you like three things in here?
Right.
No? Okay.
So it looks like they're actually doing something with it, which is good because it needs something.
Well, what's interesting about Toy Story Land is nothing in there. Like, most rides when you exit, you go through a toy, like a souvenir shop. You don't go through anything in any of those.
But to be fair, remember they flipped it. They flipped the exit because it used to be on the other side before Toy Story Land, and then they flipped it. So
I remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a gift shop. It's not like a play area, and I think there was some confusion there. But anyway, also coming in 2022 to Andy's backyard is the previously announced Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant. In this unique, fun, family-friendly dining experience, guests will enjoy delicious barbecue fare while surrounded by a kaleidoscope of toys, games, and playsets that Andy has brought together to create his one-of-a-kind rodeo. Stepping into the lobby and waiting area, guests experience firsthand what it feels like to be one of Andy's honorary toys before progressing into two larger dining room spaces where Andy's rodeo takes place. Here, the rodeo will be in full swing with Western Town and train station playsets mixing with surprising, playful details like some fan-favorite Pixar characters as they've never been seen before. And so stay tuned.
I'm glad they're getting a restaurant in there.
I mean, they did announce this like 2 years ago.
I will say, having had great barbecue before,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about the barbecue because
mm-hmm.
I feel like it could be a hot mess,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Sure.
But Woody's Lunchbox is very good.
It is very good.
So it would be a shame if the quick service was excellent and the sit-down table was not so great. And I will say the concept art here, looking at it, I already have a migraine.
It's a lots of color.
I know there's no sound associated with this. I just look at that and go, that's going to be so loud. That is going to be the loudest restaurant.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just going to be random noises going off, like carnival sounds in there. But
yeah. So is it a character meal? Because it said fan favorite Pixar characters.
It doesn't say character meal. It didn't say character meal. I don't believe everything that I've heard about it. I don't believe it's character meal.
Okay, so it's just like their like pictures or something of them are going to be on there.
Seems that way, at least at this point. But they, and I haven't said if it's like family style or just however it is. But
they have not. I don't think unless we. I mean, we can probably go back and see what other information they gave beforehand. But again, this was announced a while back, and we just kind of thought they had just like chucked it because sometimes they do that. They'll have an idea for something, and then they just toss the idea if it
like Chapek walked into the room. Like, what are you guys planning? Right. Like, we're planning the barbecue. And just throws it off the table. Like, not anymore.
Now, as far as where this is going,
it's going behind the sign to the right when you walk in. I believe.
Okay, when you first walk in, so it's past Woody, right? And then it's right
I believe
there.
It's past Woody to the right before, like right when you walk in.
And that walk in.
I'm pretty sure that's the space it goes in.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
2022, so we don't know exactly when, but we know soon.
Right. Sometime in 2022.
Sometime in 2022.
Yes. So, all right. The next one we have is the walkway from Galaxy's Edge to the Galactic Star Cruiser has been revealed.
So we were just in Galaxy's Edge on Sunday, and they revealed this on Tuesday, and we walked right by where it is. Do you have any idea where it would be?
I have an idea, but I'll...
Have you seen it before?
No.
Okay,
no,
you haven't?
No.
Okay. You know that has that ship? I don't know the words for anything, but the ship that's sitting there and you can take pictures in front of it. Sometimes the stormtroopers will be walking in front of it. And you take
where Kylo comes out in the gift shop there area?
Well, there's like that little store we were going to go in, but we didn't.
Yeah, it was like a TIE fighter there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to the left of it.
Oh, okay.
There were like two cast members standing there,
yeah.
But there was just like a wall. Well, they took the wall down and they put hedges in front of it, but it's for sure how you get back and forth.
Okay.
So it's over there. Yeah. Interesting, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it had, I was thinking like it had, I was thinking maybe it would be closer to Millennium Falcon, but okay.
So kind of like, it's just like to get back to Millennium Falcon, if you go like the long way.
Yeah.
It's like right
there. I just
thought
that's maybe where they bring you out, where you walk in and you see the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, I don't
know. Instead, they're like, here's blue milk.
No.
Like, yes.
No. It's over there. So, yeah. So, I mean, when you walk out, you see the it's a TIE fighter, you said?
I believe it's TIE fighter.
The TIE fighter right there. So.
And some Star Wars fans are going to write and be like, actually.
And then the blue milk stand is right in front.
Yeah.
It's
super, super long lines there.
Yes.
Okay. I will say, we did find a really cool photo pass spot in here.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can talk about that.
I had seen this before where I saw people taking pictures with a lightsaber, and I thought, oh, they must have just had their own lightsaber and they wanted pictures. Well, so we're walking around, and I saw it's kind of across from Oga's, and there's like a little door there, but it doesn't go anywhere. And I saw a photo pass photographer, and that some lightsabers were just on the ground next to her, and I was
she looked bored.
And right, and I was like, I bet you can take pictures with those. So we just walked over there, and I was like, can we take pictures with these? And she's like, yeah. And it was at night, so we had some cool lightsaber photos. So you don't have to necessarily spend $200+ to build your own lightsaber and stuff. You can actually just go over here and get a picture with one and tell people that you have one.
Right. Yeah. It was a cool one. Yeah. It was cool. I mean, I had to have a mean face.
I did realize
Jared's mean face was.
She said, be intense. And I said, deal.
You got it. Exactly.
I knew. I thought it was pretty good when she started laughing in the middle of taking the picture.
She
I was
did.
Like, it's probably decent. But I would realize I've never trained you properly how to hold a lightsaber.
Oh, my gosh, guys. I am awful at holding it. I don't even know what I'm doing. I was like, where do I put my hands? I don't know.
You looked like you were ready to fight anybody. Yeah. I would say we'll work on it, but yeah.
Great.
You had your face intensity, perfect.
Thank you.
Your lightsaber wielding abilities, we could improve.
Listen. People have told me that I need to work on this.
In your defense, you have only wielded a lightsaber 15 different times in your life.
Only, right.
In your defense. So, right. All right. But yeah, anybody looking for that spot? I did. So the photographer told us that it was a nighttime shot. Because it looks really cool at night.
You can do it during the day.
They do it at day, but basically don't do it during the day.
It's not as good.
In the daytime, guys, it's lame. People will laugh at your pictures.
No.
If you show people, hey, I got a lightsaber shot in the middle of the day, they will laugh at you.
No, Jared.
I will.
It's just the illuminated lightsaber right next to your face is what makes it really cool.
Yeah. You can't get it during the day.
No, you can't.
Because during the day, you're holding a toy. At night, you're holding a lightsaber.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Moving on.
Just giving some tips out there.
Okay.
All right. Next one we have is new Mickey and Minnie themed strollers debut at Walt Disney World.
Today on the 20th. So Disneyland already has these, but they're Mickey and Minnie themed. They're red, they're yellow, they're black.
I'm going to miss those beige ones.
The same materials, that hard plastic material.
I mean,
so uncomfortable.
I'm sure it's not comfortable, but I mean, at the very least, at least they do like have some color and characters
sure
on them.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got Mickey Minnie on the side of the mesh. So, yeah, they're all right. I mean, I guess if you're gonna rent them, might as well let it look pretty.
What are they going to do with all the old ones?
I don't know.
Because unlike those strollers, you can like, it's not like you could take one of those home because they don't fold up.
No,
it'd be like the worst stroller to have, like an everyday life.
But they collapse. You see, like in this picture we're looking at here, they collapse with each other. Like they're easy to like park.
Yeah, but
together.
But who's gonna have more than one stroller at home?
No, for them. They're
I know.
For
I'm
them.
Saying, what are they gonna do with them though? Like they're probably
the
gonna
old ones,
sell them.
Probably.
I'm just saying it wouldn't be a very practical stroller to have at home.
It would not. You're correct. So anyway,
load that thing in your car.
That is, I guess it's exciting for kids that like Mickey and Minnie.
Which is probably most kids.
Probably.
They should have like Donald. They should be like Skyliners. They have a ton of different ones, but.
Yeah.
Anyways. And the last news story we have is Kevin from Up will be returning next week at Animal Kingdom.
Yep. Just walks around and says hi to everybody and real tall. It's fun.
That was a great impression. If you guys didn't see that.
Thank you.
Jamie did a great.
A bird impression.
Bird impression.
Thank you.
So, all right, that's it for the news. Jamie does have a poll time, though.
Poll time. So my poll this week for Capture the Magic Community Facebook group. I asked, when staying on Disney property, how often do you use the Magic Band charging privilege to your room? And so I had four options. The first one, as much as I can, 52%. Half of you guys were like, yep, I like it. Let me charge to my room, use my Magic Band, all good. 26% said, never. I'd rather use other forms of payment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, here and there, 21%. And then my favorite is, I try not to. I have no self-control, 2%.
So 2% of our audience is very aware.
They're very aware of their issues. So a lot of people were saying, like, they do like to use the Magic Band, because, and then they use, like, gift cards to pay it off, like, every day. Like, they'll just go down to the desk and pay them off with gift cards.
Right.
But they just like the ease of using a Magic Band everywhere you go. I get that. And then some people were saying, like, they have, like, rewards credit cards, like the Disney Visa. Mm-hmm. You get discounts with it, you can rack up points with it, so they like to use that. Other people like to use cash just to keep track of it, like,
yeah,
they bring with. I get that too. So yeah, I we personally don't really use it. Even if we stay on property, we don't
I
use have it.
I don't, I'm saying the last time I used my Magic Band to actually buy something, it's been years.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what we usually use.
Yeah. I mean, we could charge it and then pay it off with the gift cards if we wanted to, but we can just use the gift card at the time. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So, plus, you know, they do the $100 hold on your card when you know what I mean? Like, when you do a purchase, so any purchase out over $100, they do another $100 hold. So it's kind of like, you know, not that it's a bad thing or even a weird thing that hotels would do this, but it's just something we don't want to.
And it's easy for me. I just keep all my gift cards in my adventure satchel and just pull them out as needed.
You're like, let me check my fanny pack and get my card. Excuse me, guys. I have to be really cool right now and pull out my gift card right here. Guys.
People may be.
Here is my beeper and here's my pocket protector.
I'm being slandered at the moment. Okay. People may be new to the show. I love my fanny pack over in the parks. I have no shame about it. It is a useful utility. It's like my utility belt. It's like I am.
You rock it, my friend.
It's my, not that I'm Batman, but
mm-hmm.
he also wears a utility belt. Do you make fun of Batman for it?
I don't make fun of Batman. I don't.
See, it's useful.
I didn't say it wasn't useful. Yeah.
I'm not going to mess with that guy.
Honestly,
he's got gift cards in there.
Someone looks like you with a fanny pack. It's very like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. You know,
I don't know if it's cool, but
it's pretty cool.
I just don't really care. It's useful.
I
like,
know.
The thing with me is I always was worrying anytime we went before, like anytime you sit on a ride and stuff, like especially wallet or something fall out of my pockets or like my phone, you put it in there and you don't have to worry about it.
It's true.
Safe and secured.
I like the leggings with pockets on the sides. Oh, I love those. I put my phone in there. It never falls out. It's great.
That is good for you.
Yes.
That is good. So,
anyway, thank you, everybody, for participating in the poll this week. I will do a new one next week. If you want to participate in future polls, you can go to Capture the Magic Community Facebook group and join.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, before we get to our Festival of the Arts review, we do want to mention, if you would like some fantastic Disney World-inspired clothing and or Universal, head on over to ctmshirts.com, where we have Capture Magic apparel. And we have the newest release, which is our another addition in our office/Disney mashup, which is Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy after he, I'm assuming after he arrives at Disney and buys like a soda, would be my guess. And they say that's $5, and he declares bankruptcy. If you remember the episode, it's very, you know, you'll know what I'm talking about. So that shirt is now up on the site, and they seem to be going very well. So mm-hmm. That one is available. And we'll have a new one. I believe it'll be a Club 32 exclusive release. There's an ongoing joke inside Club 32, but it revolves around a certain selfie you take at Animal Kingdom. So that one will be available, hopefully tomorrow, but at the very least Friday. And then for 1901 Candle Company, we have a new release this month, which is going to be Frozen themed. So mm-hmm. We're doing these where we're doing like kind of a I guess you would call it like a drop each month. So we are going to have a limited availability of those. And I believe those will be up on the site by Friday as well. So we'll just plan on Friday. We'll have the Michael Scott shirt's already up, but we'll have the new Club 32 release shirt and then the Frozen candle release along with some of the other scents we have as well will be up. And again, those will just be a limited amount. We're going to pre-make those. And then once those are out, those are out. So, but again, you can check all those out. cteamshirts.com. Or if you want to check out the candles candles exclusively, you can go to ctm.show/1901. So go in and check that out. And again, if you're a Club 32 member, you get 20% off of candles and shirts. So there you go. All right. Well, let's talk about Festival of the Arts.
Okey-dokey.
Now, this is now your favorite festival, correct?
It has been my favorite for a few years now. It has.
And how did you feel about the overall theming and everything at it this year?
This festival runs until February 21st, so it's a shorter festival than the other ones, if you will. And that makes me sad because I love it so much. Now, the theming is all about different kind of arts. As far as like the theming and everything was very, you know, usually very colorful for this festival. A lot of rainbows and multiple colors. And like, so the signage is two rainbows and it has like a giant tube of paint that's sitting down, which I thought was kind of cool. And the font was kind of retro this year, which I really liked. And technically, I guess Figment is like, quote unquote, the mascot.
He always is, though.
You know, like, yeah. So there's all the festival merchandise and everything is Figment themed, which we'll talk about in a second. But I liked it this year. I liked the theming and the colors and everything. It looked a little 80s, which I liked.
Well, I feel like that fits in sort of what Epcot kind of is going. It's almost like a stylized futuristic version of the 80s. I think fits it pretty well. So, yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So I was pleased this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like we mentioned before, we witnessed the Figment popcorn bucket fiasco.
Right.
Which is part of it. Which was an interesting sideshow to witness. But we actually didn't at least get a chance to check out much of the actual art yet. So I know.
Yeah, not yet.
You will be going back on a separate trip. I'll be going back on a separate trip, I believe, over to Epcot. So we should hopefully be able to check that out because it was just it's really hard at this to do both food and art and a lot of it's just difficult to do.
There's a lot to do, and with our kids and stuff, it's a lot. So.
Yeah, sometimes they have opinions about stuff.
Sometimes,
yeah, they want to go do things.
I guess,
yeah. So, but so we will. We didn't really get to try look at much of the art, although the stuff I did see. Looked great. It's good stuff. And there were lines.
Good stuff.
Well, I mean, it was good stuff. That was a great art review. It was good stuff.
That was great. Jared, you are an artist. You know,
my column for the art magazines would be Jared's Corner. It's good stuff.
Great. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm just saying. From what I saw, it was good.
Great.
I didn't individually try things out. Am I wrong?
If this doesn't make you guys want to go out and look at the art, I don't know what will. Jared's glowing review. Your art is good.
I said I didn't get to check much of it out. Jeez. I mean, I didn't say it was bad.
Your art is the best art of all the art. If you don't know what that's from, I'm going to be upset.
I know it's from something.
It's from The Office. Thank you.
I figured. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Jeez. We will hopefully talk more about that things that we saw, but again, so I guess I should just say, I don't know if it was good apparently, cause I'm going to be lambasted over here for my generalizations. But anyways, we did try a lot of the food. So we will talk about the food.
We tried a little bit. We didn't get to as much as I wanted to, but we tried
quite a bit. We'll talk about the stuff we had and then talk about some of the other stuff like merchandise, and some of the things we did and then some of the food we'll try. Another time, perhaps. So, the first one we did was Donut Box, which over here it's over by Test Track, where the Figment line ended up. But at that point, it was a long one there. So over there we had the vanilla donut with strawberry sugar, strawberry ice cream, and fresh strawberries and strawberry
jelly.
Is it gelée or jelly?
Jelly.
And I tried an cold fashion coffee cocktail, which is a old fashioned with coffee in it, basically.
So the vanilla donut was $5.50, and it was small. It was a small size donut, but it was very strawberry.
It was very good.
It was good.
I liked the texture of it a lot.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't cakey.
Yeah, $5.50 for a donut, a small donut. It's getting up there a little bit, but it was good.
And like the strawberry. It says ice cream, but it tasted more like a sherbet or like a sorbet.
It was definitely that, yeah.
Yeah, but that was good too. And it just, I mean, like it was presented very pretty, like a lot of white, a lot of red and pink and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was good. I'd have that again probably. It was fresh. It felt fresh.
It was, and like I said, the taste and the texture of it was really good. So,
how was your cold fashioned coffee cocktail, sir?
Well, this was okay. So,
how much was it?
It was $10.50. I knew when I ordered it, and then I went to go get it, I saw that it was a pre-made mix, and I went, oh, this isn't going to be good. Because typically there's 10 per week. So basically, in an old-fashioned, normally you have like bourbon, and you have some other things. It was very weak on the bourbon and very weak on the coffee. So it was kind of like weak on the two things that are your drawing points on them. So it was okay, but I wouldn't get this again.
Okay.
And if you like bourbon or you like cocktails, I wouldn't do this. I would, in fact, like, instead what I would do, which I hopefully will be able to try this going on another bro brunch here soon over at Steakhouse 71. They have a cold brew cocktail over there that's supposed to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the restaurants have these where if you're wanting like an old fashioned with coffee, they have them, I think, that are better than this. So
okay.
I wouldn't, it's not bad, like, but it's not worth $10.50. I'll put it that way.
Okay. I did not try it, so I can't speak, but...
You don't enjoy
no
the things that were in it, so yeah.
I don't,
but,
no.
Yeah, it was disappointing, but...
No.
Yeah, so... all right, the next one we tried was Painted Panda over by China.
It's in China, yeah.
What do we have over there?
We had the General Tso's Chicken Shumei.
Yes.
And it was basically like chicken dumplings, I guess.
It was General... General chicken dumplings, basically. Yeah.
It was spicy.
Which general chicken kind of
I know,
is,
yeah. But like it was more spicy than I think I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was still actually pretty good.
These were really good.
How many pieces did it have? Two
three,
or three?
Three. Okay. They were decent size. It was $10.75 for this.
That's a little much for this.
It's a bit much for what you were getting. It was good. I would get, like, if we were at a Chinese restaurant, I would get this as a meal. It is really good.
Yeah.
And general chicken is my favorite type. Like, I know where we come from. In the land of Springfield, cashew chicken is all the craze. I've never been a really big fan of it. I always like general chicken. So this was right up my alley. It is a little spicy. So if you don't like spicy things, depending on how sensitive you are, you could. Like, it was borderline for you.
Yeah.
Kind of after I tried to figure it would be. But it was good. I don't know if it's worth $10.75, but it is a good dish.
Yep. Good flavors. I like the shape of the dumpling. They're not like the ones that shape like a triangle or whatever.
And they were a pretty decent size, yeah. I will say. So it wasn't like they were tiny.
Right.
I will say, but all right. The next booth we had was a Pastoral Palette. I think I said that correctly.
Mm-hmm. And we had the Wild Boar. Is it Cassoulet?
Casserole.
No, it's not a casserole.
Sorry.
No. And it's with duck confit, ham hock, and wild boar sausage. And this is $9. This was tiny.
Well, when I read this, I was like, this sounds like everything up my alley.
Lots of meat.
Yeah. Like Jamie said, very tiny.
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, flavor-wise, it was good.
There's like beans on the bottom?
It seemed like some beans. It was interesting. Like, the description isn't what you would assume it would be.
It's, not to me, unless I just don't know what a cassoulet is.
Well.
I mean, I maybe should have, like,
We come from the land of casseroles. I think we know casseroles well.
And it's not a casserole.
I believe you are wrong. Anyways.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it was not a lot of meat. It was a small dish, and like the flavors were okay. I guess. Like, there was just a lot of, like, little pieces of meat.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Again, it was super small and nowhere near worth $9.
No, no way.
I mean, if this had been more, if you would have gotten more in this, I might have liked it more. But, like, literally, when you came over with it, I was like,
That's it. Yeah.
And it was a very, very small amount.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's not really a good thing right off the bat. You're just like, oh, I got the, I mean, unless that we just had a very tiny bowl of it, but
doubt it.
So I don't know. To me, I wouldn't get it again. I would pass on it, given the amount you get there. But
and this is at Germany, by the way. This is the Germany booth.
Yes. All right. The next booth we had is Vibrante and Vivido. I think I said that right.
Did you?
I think I did.
Ooh.
And over there we had house-made chorizo and potato empanada. This is also the Encanto booth.
It is. Basically. It's. I think they decided, like, after the fact, like, it was such a popular movie. They're like, ooh, Encanto.
I still haven't seen the movie all the way through. Mm. I've seen bits and pieces that might add up to the whole thing, but
we don't talk about it.
I haven't heard that song.
I can sing it for you.
I would rather. I've heard many people singing it, but let's not get hit with a copyright. Anyways.
All right. Sorry.
And we also had a passion fruit mousse with this, with dragon fruit jam as well. So the house-made chorizo and potato empanada was $6.50.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you think about that?
It was really good. It was a little plain tasting in the inside of it. Like, it had, the potatoes were good. The chorizo was good. It was just, it needed a little more flavor inside. I think the aiolis were trying to make it, like, have more taste.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was, I expected a little bit more flavor, I guess, is all
yeah,
I can say.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good, though.
It was a really good size.
Yeah.
So I'd say, first off the bat, for $6.50, you know, at Festival of the Arts,
it was probably as big as my hand.
Yeah,
I
like
think.
It had a lot of filling in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a pretty decent value, what you're mm-hmm. getting, compared to some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it had some. Yeah, it just needed a little extra something, whatever was in it, at least in the batch we had. It just was a little, but you could tell there was something in there trying to do it. Maybe they just didn't put enough of it in there.
Maybe possible.
But it was good, though. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
And the passion fruit mousse, as somebody who doesn't enjoy fruits in their dessert,
mm-hmm.
I liked this.
This was $5.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I liked it.
So it was in a circular shape, and it was like a coral color, mm-hmm. and on top of it had a round piece of chocolate with like a little, I think it was an Encanto on it, maybe.
I believe so.
Our daughter had that. She ate that for us. Thank you, daughter. Yeah. And but
I asked her how it was, and she said it was very good.
Yes,
because it was chocolate.
But the mousse was, I thought it was delicious. It's very like a tart, like a tangy flavor,
mm-hmm.
but. It was a good size. I feel it was a good size for $5. And when you first like took a bite of it, you didn't get any jam yet. It was kind of far back, at least in the one that we had.
In the middle, you get jammed.
And then you get jammed. Yes. Here you get jammed. But I thought it was delicious. I mean, I'd have that again. It was pretty, too. And that's important.
Very.
I like pretty food.
I personally wouldn't get this again. But if you like fruit in your desserts, it would be up your alley.
You and the thing.
Other than less is apple pie. That's the only thing I've had.
Golly, you're so weird. Fruit and desserts is amazing.
Don't judge me. Okay. I'm not making you do it.
Anyways. You're right. You're not. But anyway, so I thought both those things were very good, and I like that booth. The booth.
I was told this was a safe space. Anyway.
Okay.
And the next one we had at the booth we had was a Gourmet Landscapes.
This is in Canada.
Yes.
We had the Blood Orange Braised Beet Carpaccio, and that's with mustard vinaigrette, pickled clam bell mushrooms, golden beets, and crostini.
You say we, you mean you.
I mean me.
Jamie's, we went over here and I was like, oh, what are we getting? And you told me that and I was like, why? And you said you want to try it and I was like, let me know how that goes.
So
that sounds gross, but go ahead.
Again, the way it was arranged was very pretty.
Would Dwight Schrute approve?
He would. I think he would approve of this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I've had beets before, and they're not especially my favorite food, but I thought that this was going to be more, have more, you know, mushrooms and more other things around it. And it was just like Beats were kind of in it. This was like all Beats.
It was a beat party.
It's a beat party.
They're like, Beats are at this party and that's all Beats.
Yeah. I personally would not get this again. If you're like a vegan, if you're a vegetarian, if you really do like Beats, then you're going to love this. It's a great dish for those that like that stuff. I did not especially care for it, and Jared didn't even try it, so he can't talk.
Tried a cracker.
I gave you did a little
crustini. Had a cracker with something on it,
and it was a cracker,
and it was okay.
It was the crustini, man.
Well, that's a cracker, isn't it?
No, it's like the hard bread.
That's a cracker.
That's not. Oh my gosh. You are sophisticated.
On the north side of the streets where I hail, that's a cracker.
Okay.
That's just old bread.
It could have used more mushrooms. I hadn't think it had like two tiny little mushrooms. That was disappointing because I like mushrooms. Anyway, so I would pass on this. But I did get it partly because of the wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine food stroll they have this year. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them. So I've gotten three so far and I haven't completed it just yet. I wanted to get it for that. So
okay.
I wouldn't have it again.
Well, I would never have it personally. But
but I did try. I tried to go to Artist Table in America and literally stood in line for 20 minutes and the line barely moved.
So we would have tried more things. We mentioned in earlier when we said once we realized everybody got out of the Figment line, they all decided to go get food because we had a little club there to meet, a little meetup around like
three. We were there for 2 hours.
We were conversing.
Yeah, we were having a good time.
And hanging.
Yeah,
it was awesome. And at the same time, we were like, you know, some people in the group and Jamie had tried like go to different booths in different countries to get stuff. And every single time, everyone came back and said the lines were too long. Mm-hmm. The lines were insane after mm-hmm. like probably about 1:30 or 2.
As soon as park hopping started, people got out of line for Figment, got out of work.
And plus, it was the first day of the festival, so you had mm-hmm. locals coming in. So I think it was a perfect mix of all that. And the entire week, even before in that week, I used to say the holiday weekend as well, and the entire week before, it had been very busy. So mm-hmm. we didn't try anything else because the lines were insane.
I know.
And so we just, yeah, we didn't try anything else then.
And it was fine. I mean, like, our goal wasn't to go into this getting everything just because I don't think that's possible. I mean, that's a lot of food
for
to
us.
Get.
It's not at this point.
Right. Yeah. So we just wanted to get like a sampling of some of the things you could get. And again, like Jared said, you know, we are going back separately on different trips and we'll get to try more food. So, you know, we can talk about that later. But yeah. But yeah, so that was the food studios.
Yeah. So the ones that I would say, what was your favorite of the ones we tried?
The ones we tried.
For me, it's a General Chicken. Shoot.
That was good. That was good. I really liked the passion fruit mousse at Vambrante and Vivido.
Okay.
I really like that mousse. But the chicken dumplings.
Like it was good to where if you had some rice on there, I would have a whole meal with that.
Okay.
And enjoy myself.
All right. Yeah. Sounds great.
I would take it by myself away so nobody else can have any. That's what I would do. But
okay.
All right, some other things that were going on at Festival of the Arts. They had the Animation Academy.
Yeah, this was when an animator would it's at the American Gardens Theater, and an animator would set up on stage and put a camera right on his like little drawing board and teach you how to draw something.
This thing that they did, so my daughter and I, or our daughter and I would say.
It's okay. You can say my. It's fine.
She's mine. we did the animation. They called it the Animation Experience mm-hmm. over at Animal Kingdom, which at that time it was whenever Raya had, right when it came out.
Yep.
So this is the exact same thing. They just put it in that area, which I would have liked to have done because they were doing Simba.
They were doing Simba. This is only twice a day, at 12:30 and at 1:30, because after that, they have to take down everything and get ready for.
They're going to say after that the artist gets really tired.
Maybe. I don't know.
He just takes a nap on stage when he's done. Like, everybody be quiet.
But you can, you use your own paper. You can, like.
They give you paper, don't they?
I think so.
I would assume they would.
I think they do. Yeah. So you can, you know, draw it yourself. So I actually would like to try this if I can.
I would, yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I would like to do it as a competition between you, me, and our daughter and see who does better.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
I don't know what the winner gets, but anyways.
Okay.
It'd be fun to do. And also there was the Wonderground Art Gallery. We did stop by there.
We stopped by there. That was the gallery between Morocco and France. Mm-hmm. And it is the busiest in the park.
It really is.
Because I think it showcases the artists that are most Disney connected, I guess. Like has a lot of the characters, a lot of colorful stuff, and it has a lot of artists that come back every year, and I actually got to meet one of the artists, Ashley Taylor. She's amazing.
You got a picture with her.
I did. She's very talented. She's got four pieces this year. One's a Jasmine, one's Merida, one is Ariel, and the other one is Giselle from Enchanted. And it looks like, I mean, she takes it's more like landscape kind of pieces that are in the movies, mm-hmm. but in her own different style. So it's beautiful. So check her out. There were also, when we were over by Test Track and we were at Donut Box and stuff, there are some tents that are set up over there. And I can't remember the artists over there at the time, but they had beautiful stuff. Like they had metal art. They made characters out of metal, mm-hmm. Mickey and stuff. And they also had a lot of statues. I thought it was okay, this is neat.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff. A lot of the characters and the art, they look like they were out of Haunted Mansion or something, spookier. A lot of creative stuff over there for sure. So I'll be excited to go check out more of the art later. So
I would like to take some time to do that because I do like going around and look at the art.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. So yeah. We got there and we got the over at Wonderground Gallery, and that's pretty much it for this trip. So
yeah. We also did there's a Chock Full of Character, which is the chalk art that's all around World Showcase. Yep. You can find all these, which are always really good.
There's Dante in Mexico. There is the Snokies in Norway. You'll find Mushu in China. In Germany, you've got Pascal in two different places. And it's, I think Jiminy Cricket is there too, I think. Maybe he's in Italy, I can't remember. But in Italy, there is Jiminy Cricket, and there's also the characters from Luca. America, there is I think it's from Ben and Me, or American Tail, the mouse with the kite. Anyway, Japan, there is, I forgot what they're called. They're the little bears. Shoot, I can't remember what they're called. But anyway.
I try and stay away from those.
I can't remember what they're called now. Anyway, it's by the Mizukuchi store if you ever go by it. Let's see. Morocco had a Boo. France had the Aristocats and Lumiere. And this is, I'm not going to tell you where these are. You're going to find them yourself, man. The UK had Peter Pan and some of that characters from Robin Hood cartoon. And then Canada had, I'm drawing a blank on what Canada had, but Canada also had art as well. And there were a couple other things around, but yeah, we kind of looked for them around World Showcase, and that was kind of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to share where they're at?
No, I'm not going to share. You have to look for yourself, man.
What if they want, what if they're listening, if they want tips? Jamie's not sharing.
Most of them are found while you're walking in the walkway.
They're not really,
they're not hidden. Yeah. Exactly.
And then there is, there's some artful photo ops, what they do, which are always fun.
Yep. Which you can step into the painting, and there's nothing new. Everything is, I've seen before.
It's been the same they've had for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So. And our daughter did the Birth of Venus one that's in Italy. We took a picture of her in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take her with me next time to do the, we'll go with George to cross the Delaware.
So that sounds good. I was going to say there is a photo pass for the one in America.
It was always busy, though.
But yeah, it's always busy. But I didn't see any photo passes for the other ones, I don't think. At least not at the time, so.
Yeah. And then there was, of course, merchandise.
The merchandise. Disappointed this year, at least for me. I was not a fan of the design this year. I like color. I like color, especially at Festival of the Arts. And not a lot of color. Not a lot of color going on.
I have
on.
A theory of what happened, especially with the shirts, was I wouldn't be shocked if, due to supply chain issues, that what they originally wanted to do, they whatever, couldn't get in time or something like that. And they may have tapped a local print shop or something just to do something in the short term. I could see that being the case. I don't know. I mean, with supply chain issues are a real thing. So, yeah. you know, it could be something along those lines. But it's interesting that you have a Festival of the Arts that's very colorful and about art, and the merchandise was very not that.
I know. The most color was the Magic Bands. They were purple.
Yeah.
There was like a blue, I think it was a tee or a hoodie. I can't remember. But it was just writing on it, like Festival of the Arts. And I was like, that's just nothing. But they had spirit jerseys. They had tumblers, two Magic Bands, pins, hat, t-shirt, pass holder, hoodie, some note cards, a tray. So, I mean, they had some stuff. They didn't have any mouse ears this year, though. Darn it.
Dang it.
Anyway, so they had merchandise all around the park.
Yes.
So.
Then there's, of course, the Disney on Broadway concert series that is at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. You can catch.
Yes. And while we were there, they were setting up and they were just starting the first one of the festival. And they had Ariel Jacobs and Adam Jacobs, which are siblings. And they were in the production of Aladdin on Broadway.
Wait. Their siblings. Jasmine and Aladdin?
I don't think they were playing at the same time.
I have questions.
but I did check because I was like, oh, are they married? Are they? They are siblings.
I have questions. I shall not ask right now. That's all I shall say.
Anyway, I just want to let you know but they're very talented. I have heard them sing before.
Call the police.
So they do have dining packages for the concert series. And you can do it at the same place you did at Festival of the Holidays, which is Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Rose and Crown, and Garden Grill, as well as the Regal Eagle. There's like a quick service dining package.
Yes. Yep.
Someone in Club 32 asked, do you need this dining package if you want to see the show? And personally, we think that you don't. I don't think you need a dining package.
It didn't
seem
like, at least when we were there. It was a very busy weekend. But
I mean, it's not like Candlelight Processional where you have to have a dining package to like ensure you get a seat. I think you can just walk up and I think you'll be fine.
We'll say we think.
We think. I'm not going to say guarantee it, but from what we saw, it's not as huge of a demand for these shows as they are at Candlelight.
All right. And then there is the wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine. And this is where you have five dishes from certain food studios. And they give you a passport that they stamp.
They stamp your passport. You have to have one already. Or they give you a new one. And they stamp it in that color. You go to Deco Delights, get your prize. This year, it's a smoothie and a artist palette cookie.
Well, looky there.
Oh, diggity dog. I will finish this and I will get this cookie and smoothie next time.
Okay. And then they have Figment's Brush with the Masters.
Yeah, that's the scavenger hunt that kind of like, you know, they have the Olaf's tradition expedition thing they do at Festival of Holidays, and they've got the Remy's hide and squeak thing they do. So this is the Figment one, and we didn't do this year. And the art pieces that they were using, because it puts Figment into these like artists' paintings or whatever in each country, and they were like the same as last year. I think there are two new ones.
And our daughter didn't care.
And she doesn't care about it. So I was like, well, okay,
she doesn't know who Figment is.
I mean, she does. She does kind of now. She knows like it's part of Epcot.
I don't think she really cares.
No, I mean, not really. Not like she likes Olaf, you know. But the prize is really cool. So once you complete the map and all the stickers and turn it in, or you can just do it when you buy the map. The prizes are paint your own figurines, and you can paint a Mickey, a Minnie, a Daisy, or a Figment. Which is kind of a cool prize, like paint your own kind of thing. So
very nice.
I do know that they were running out of Figment as of a couple days ago.
Shocker.
So if you wanted Figment and you're going soon, you know, get it quick. Otherwise, they're going to be out.
It's a shame. Figment's so popular. He has such a terrible ride.
I'm sorry.
You'd think he gets a better ride, but anyway.
You know, Eric Idle tweeted something about making a popcorn bucket of his face. You know who Eric Idle is, right?
He's the guy from Figment.
He's Dr. Nigel, whatever. Yeah, from the ride.
He should get his own face. he should have his face on a popcorn bucket. Yeah,
that would be great.
Although it'd be really bad if nobody cared. He'd probably be really like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. No. And then so the next time we go, we do want to try. We got Deconstructed Dish, Pop Eats, France.
I'm in a lot of stuff in France, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finish the wonderful walk.
Yep.
Paint by numbers mural.
Yes, we didn't get to do this time because it closed by 5 by the time we got over there. And that's the thing where they give you the thing of paint, and you can paint a couple squares on the mural. And then at the end of the day, or however many, you know, when it gets filled up, then it's a beautiful mural.
Yes. Kids chalk at near the land. Excuse me, kids chalk art near the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then watch an artist paint a Disney character upside down. They did this on stage in the World Showcase. I saw part of this. I had baby Thor, and I was trying to get him to take a nap, so it was kind of loud over there. But it looked, those things are always kind of interesting because the whole time you watch them and you're like, this is really, And then the minute they turn it, it all of a sudden makes sense.
I know. I really want to see this. I really want to see it. Yeah. So there's quite a bit I want to do. You want to go next weekend, so hopefully get to all, so it feels complete.
Yes, so we will do that, and then, like I said, next week we have some reviews on some dining and some other things like that, but this is all mostly Festival of the Arts, what we checked out. But again, really, really fun festival.
I had a good time. I had a great time, actually.
It's cool.
I was just trying to get everything done, and, you know, I failed miserably.
Well, a lot of stuff was going on. It is a festival. There is the food. There's a lot of things you can do that I think, you could just check out the art all day if you wanted to.
Listen, the food is beautiful, and that's part of the reason why I love it. I also love that it's winter in Florida, so it's not hot.
That's very true.
I love it.
It is really nice. You don't have to worry about it. Like, someone was asking if you get everything done in one day, and you could if you didn't have, small kids, and you don't have that heat bearing down on you. So it's not like when you're going, it's like Food and Wine when it's like August, September, when it still can be really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, it's like, if anything, it was some of the parts, it was almost chilly.
Yeah.
So if the sun, especially right now in Florida, like if the sun's hiding, and once the sun goes down, it does drop probably about, I don't know, at least 10 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you don't have that part, which does make it nice. So, something else that's nice?
Some coffee?
Some fantastic coffee. Oh, not just coffee. Fantastic coffee.
Okay.
If you would like fantastic coffee to start off your mornings, or I suppose if you like it at night, if you're one of those people, you can get some Expedition Roasters in your life, and you will enjoy it. So, if you head on over to ctmexpedition.com, that link will just go to that link. It'll automatically will apply a coupon code to your cart, and you'll save 15% off every order that you place. And they've got tons of flavors. And again, this is a small business. They do a lot of work on creating these flavors, hypoallergenic. So even if they've got like the peanut butter cup one, even if you're allergic to peanuts, like Jamie, you can have it. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. And they're really good. The bags are all done by individual artists as well. Like, really cool. My favorite is still New Orleans praline. You got the cinnamon churro. That's really good. Things like that. So a bunch of flavors, all Disney themed, Universal themed, pop culture. And again, it's really, really good coffee, and it's flavored, but it's not artificial. It doesn't taste artificial. It's really interesting. If you've had, I won't name any other brands, but some, flavored coffees can be kind of iffy. These are not it. So they're very, very good. And it's a great small business. They've been with us for years, and really good. So go check them out. Go to ctmexpedition.com. That link will save you 15% off of every single order that you place. So, all right. Well, I think that'll do it for the show. The only thing I would add is check us out on social media. We are at Captain Magic on Instagram. And anytime we're at the parks, we're always doing stories on there. You can check it updates mm-hmm. there. TikTok as well, at Capture the Magic on TikTok. Check out the website. It's ctm.show. We'll get you there. If you want to check out the shirts, ctmshirts.com, the candles, you can go to ctm.show/1901. And if you want to join Club 32, you can go to ctmvip.com and join up over there. You got your monthly or yearly options there. So, well, thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Joining you, yes.
Me, us. Well, I was thinking me and the audience together.
Oh, you're welcome, Jared, in the audience.
Yes. And thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. Mm-hmm. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.